We're going to take a closer look now at how Russia's invasion of Ukraine may put a strain on Russia's alliance with China. Hal Brands is a professor of global affairs at the Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies, and he's a Bloomberg opinion columnist. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks for having me.
Describe for us the economic and political ties between China and Ukraine. We often think of China and Russia together, but Ukraine is quite different.
Beijing actually has fairly extensive ties to Ukraine. Ukraine is a stop on China's Belt and Road Initiative. China has sponsored some infrastructure projects there, and there is non-trivial defense cooperation between China and Ukraine as well. And so this puts Beijing in a little bit of an awkward position in the current crisis. It has developed a close strategic partnership with Russia and doesn't want to disrupt that. But it's also not entirely pleased about Putin's use of force in Ukraine, not simply for local reasons, but also because of the broader global ramifications it could have.
So one of the things China has done is to emphasize that sovereignty and territorial integrity should be respected. And that's kind of a longstanding statement by China, but especially relevant right now. So given what Vladimir Putin, the aggressions he's made in Ukraine, what's happened to the two countries, Russia and China, being in lockstep? How's China navigating this?
Well, as you referenced, China has been very sensitive about foreign meddling in the sovereignty of other countries, or what it perceives to be foreign meddling in the sovereignty of other countries, because that's precisely what it accuses the United States and other countries of doing in its relationship with Taiwan. I think that the Chinese are a bit of two minds about this crisis. On the one hand, if Putin invades Ukraine and it creates a major crisis of security in Europe, and that crisis demands more U.S. attention and resources to deal with, then China would benefit. It would get more running room in the Western Pacific as the United States is increasingly distracted. On the other hand, China is presumably a bit worried about the precedent that the Russian move in Ukraine might set. And they're also not particularly eager to be drawn into Russia's confrontation with the West. And so if Russia asks the Chinese for greater economic ties as a way of evading U.S. sanctions, that could present China with some fairly sharp dilemmas, if only because Chinese financial institutions have so far been pretty scrupulous about avoiding running afoul of American sanctions.
When you mentioned the precedent, China's worried about the precedent if it supported Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine, what kind of precedent that would set and how it would affect China. What are you talking about there?
Well, China has long worried about what it calls separatist forces in its own countries. And so there are ethnic minorities within China, Tibetans and Uyghurs, for instance, who would prefer not to be part of China in many cases. And of course, there's the larger issue involving Taiwan, which has been self-governing for over 70 years now, even though Beijing maintains that it is an integral part of the People's Republic of China. And so
this is, we should say, this is just what Vladimir Putin says about Ukraine, that it always has been and will remain a part of Russia.
Exactly. But the precedent that Putin is setting is one of a great power intervening in the affairs of another country to support breakaway republics or support separatist ambitions on the part of minorities. And given China's own situation, that's not something it looks particularly favorably upon.
On the other hand, it would seem that if China supported what Russia is doing, then it would give China more grounding, if it chose to use that grounding, to make more moves on Taiwan.
In the near term, I think that's unlikely, simply because Xi Jinping would probably like a period of calm in China's foreign relations as he runs up against the Party Congress later this year, where he will be seeking essentially an indefinite extension of his leadership of the country. But over the longer term, certainly, if the United States finds itself consumed by crises in other regions, that could potentially lead to greater Chinese expansionism in Asia.
What does Vladimir Putin lose by not having the full voice support of China in this?
Well, he would like to be able to wield the threat that if the United States and the West really hit Russia comprehensively with sanctions and other punishments, that this will lead to a much deeper Sino-Russian relationship that will basically drive America's primary enemies together. And I think that was the signal that the joint statement that Putin and Xi Jinping put out just prior to the Beijing Olympics was meant to send. Over the longer term, though, there are still some fairly significant frictions and divergent interests in the relationship. And so I think it's really a question of on what timeline those divergences might become apparent.
Hal Brands is professor of global affairs at the Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies. He's also the author of the book, The Twilight Struggle, What the Cold War Teaches Us About Great Power Rivalry Today. Nice to speak with you.
Thank you for having me.